The thing is, you got to just be consistent. Like, Walmart is not going to quit because they have a bad day in sales. Like, they know people are coming, and it's because they're reliable and they're open. So that's the way that you need to be. Be Walmart. I mean, love it or hate it.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
And we're not just like back as in this week. We're back home off the road. It's been 30 days in the bus.
30 days and 30 nights.
How's it feel to be home?
I mean, I slept the best I've slept in 30 days. I'm not going to lie.
Our bed is something magic.
I crawled in last night and I was like, it's better than I remember.
It's so good.
Oh, Lord.
I got a good bed though in the motorhome. I love that bed.
You know, there are life moments that like stack up, like that just really stand out in your life. And crawling in bed is definitely a top five moment for me.
Okay. So that's not what I want to talk about today.
No?
No. You just posted on Instagram this morning that you hit your 600th episode.
That's insane.
Of Earn Your Happy and 25 million listeners or downloads, I should say, have occurred in those 600 episodes. Do you understand how staggering that is? Here's why. I actually did an episode a little while back and I had to look it up. 90% of podcasts started don't make it past their third episode.
Wow.
90% of podcasts started don't make it past their third episode. And on top of that, there's over 1 million podcasts at any given time. Here you are, 600 episodes in and 25 million downloads in.
That's if it makes anyone feel better, I feel like I don't want to do it a lot. And I probably feel like my third episode every, you know, three episodes that I do, meaning I'm kind of like, oh my God, this is hard. Or I don't want to go talk up in that room to nobody. I'm not feeling motivated. What am I going to say to these people? What if they just are listening and it's the last time they listen? Cause they're like, this chick sucks. but thank you for that. And I can say the one thing, I think this came from my fitness background, is understanding, you know, in the beginning of trying to learn about health and get in shape and, you know, at a really young age, because my family didn't do it, and trying to do it in an environment that also didn't support me. It was like, oh my God, trying to be consistent with that was so challenging. But eventually after years and years, it paid off. And I think what happens is people forget that consistency. There are initial payoffs and then there are really long-term payoffs, but you have to be careful not to focus on the long-term when you're just starting out. So what's that?
I was just going to interrupt you real quick. I was going to say, in the beginning, when you just started your podcast, what was the short-term payoff? And now what's the long-term payoff?
In the beginning, the short-term payoff was, you know, there's always proof to myself. And I think that I understand that in order to create contentment and pride and, you know, feeling really good about my life, there are things that I need to do and face to let my head hit the pillow and feel good about my day. Meaning like I'm doing tough things. I'm doing things even when nobody's listening. You know, I was recording episodes even when no one was listening. Mm-hmm. I was allowing myself to flex that muscle for me. Like, you know, even if nobody listens, I'm facing my fears. I'm showing up. I'm being consistent. I understand from, you know, when I used to first start exercising or eating healthy, that stuff has to be for you. It has to be for your mental health. It has to be to make yourself proud, a sense of accomplishment. Those are the ways that we feel proud of ourselves. And I had to focus just on short term and know that long term was coming if I did the work.
Holy crap. I just had a breakthrough. In the short term, it has to be for you. In other words, I know so many people have started podcasts or anything, businesses. Like, it's not growing yet. It's not taking off yet. Hardly anyone's listening.
Right.
Doesn't matter. And being, it's got to be for you. But then in the long term, you have to keep going for them.
Yes.
That's the wow moment that I just had. In the beginning, it's got to be for you. In the long term, it's got to be for them. Because here you are, you know, years, few years later, 600 episodes in, and you don't want to do this all the time necessarily. But now you're doing it because you know people count on you showing up.
Yes. If you're doing it for them, them, quote unquote, are not there yet. Them are not there. So if you're doing it for them, you're going to be sorely disappointed when hardly anyone shows up. Like, that's just like when I started fitness classes. You know, I rented out a studio space, which was $900 a month. We remodeled it. It took every penny we had to start this business. $900 a month for me for a studio space was like really high. I was really stressed out, meaning I had to book X amount of people in order to get that paid off. And then to make a profit, I had to do it on top of that. And another way that I was trying to bring in income was to start these fitness classes on the weekends. And I did that, but pretty much nobody was showing up. Sometimes I had zero people. And I'd come home kind of crying and like, all right, are they going to come or not? I've heard stories of this. So I'm just going to hold on to that little freckle of faith that eventually maybe they'll come. And even when I was like 2 years into fitness classes, there were some Sundays that I would run them that still nobody came. And, you know, sometimes I'd have 50 people and sometimes I'd have zero. And the thing is, you got to just be consistent. Like, Walmart is not going to quit because they have a bad day in sales. Like, they know people are coming and it's because they're reliable and they're open. So that's the way that you need to be. Be Walmart. I mean, love it or hate it. It's reliable.
Actually, what a great analogy, because they're open, you know, in the middle of the night. And how many times have you gone into a Target or Walmart, I guess, where it's the middle of the night, we're on the road, we have to get something, it's 11 o'clock, there might be four customers in this million square feet, but they stay open. And you're like, why would they even be open right now? The consistency.
Totally. And I'm not saying not to have boundaries and be open 24/7 or show up, you know, all hours of the day. That's not sustainable. I'm saying pick your times and show the F up for those times. Like, you have to be consistent with what you've said. Just like now I have four episodes. I show up for those four episodes a week.
So 600 episodes in, what do you think your most important underlying message or common thread has been?
You always have more to give, even when you think you don't. I was going to say consistency, but we just talked about that. But you always have more to give. I can't tell you how many times I've come up here and spent the first 5 minutes crying and then said, say a prayer, dig deeper, maybe attempt to channel or speak to them through what God wants you to tell these people. Get out of my way. If it feels like it's too much, it's because you're in the way and you're focusing on what's hard instead of just saying, what message should I say today? Even if the message is 3 minutes long, like, don't get attached to what it needs to look like, because it's never going to look that way. Like, I know sometimes, you know, if I compared myself to you, you are really like your episodes are written out. You've got all these different points. You have to know what kind of person you are as well. Like, I'm very free flowing. Like, what's the topic? What do I want to talk about? And if that's not coming, I'm going to say a prayer, turn on the mic and just see what comes out. And my God, I can't tell you how many episodes I published that I'm like, I don't know if that's even good, but you know what? Maybe someone needs to hear it.
Apparently is good enough to get 25 million downloads. By the way, if you're listening right now and if you want a podcast or if you want a blog or whatever, listen to what she said. She comes up and she wings it and trusts that her message is there. For me, that would incite panic in a crappy show. I have outlines and sometimes completely scripted my solo episodes. And I love that process of writing and refining and writing and refining and hitting a punchline and all that. Mm-hmm. You come up, you hit all the same punchlines. You give out the exact same quality, if not better, and you're winging it. So what's the point? The point is, it doesn't matter which way you operate. Show up and do it anyways.
Yeah.
If you have to script stuff out or have an outline like I do, then go for it. If you want to just wing it and see what comes up for you that day and just trust the process, go for it. You don't have to be the person that prepares and you don't have to be the person who can wing it.
Yeah.
You do you.
I just want to say, like, not all your work is going to be good. I mean, honestly, people who are consistent, it's not like Oprah went on her show every single week and was like, that was the best one. That was the best one. Like, if you're just there and you're consistent, and I never would watch that show. It's funny because I started watching that show when I worked at Jotago, which is a drive-through coffee shop, and I'd watch it like every single day at 4 p.m. and I'd put it on, and I was never like, oh, that one really sucked. It was like, she's there and she's consistent and she was really comforting and motivating, even if it wasn't a great episode. So you have to remember, people aren't tuning in to be like, blow my mind. Come on, blow my mind. Like, sometimes it's just like, yeah, that's a nice thought, and that's consistent and it's comforting, and they grow to enjoy whatever work it is that you're doing. Just like social media content, there's people that I follow that I'm like, didn't blow my mind today. You're out. You know, I still follow them. I still love them. I still like the entire journey. And people need to remember, like, you're not going to blow their mind all the time. That actually doesn't come around that often. Yep. Like, you're not gonna, but consistency is what people are remembering. They remember you if you're there for them.
I love that. That's so true. And people, it's so funny. Like, I'm watching people invest in you right now in terms of your alcohol company. And what have they said? They've said things like, you've just always been there and you've always won, and I want to be a part of that. Right. And
yep.
That shows you that your payoffs today are nothing more than a return on investment that you consistently gave the past several years. Now, here's why I say this. I don't want you to hear it and be like, oh, great, I haven't been showing up last few years. I want this to inspire you to say, wait a minute, if I just get more consistent right now, what, good days, bad days, good episodes, bad episodes, sloppy, refined, doesn't matter. If I get consistent right now, then down the road in a very short amount of time, people are going to start saying, he or she was always there for me. I'm going to bet on them.
Oh God, I love that. And I also have to point out one more thing. Like, find your place to be consistent at, because I'm not the best at social media. That is such a challenge for me. Like, I need to hire people for that. I don't have great posts every day. Sometimes I'll go 2 weeks without posting.
You don't even like it.
I'll try to show, I don't enjoy it. But what I can tell you is that I found my modality to stay consistent, and it's been everything for me. So find where that can be, even if it's one episode per week on your podcast or every other week. I think one episode is, you know, great, two episodes on a podcast, but figure out what that modality is, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and just like go to town on that one thing.
Oh, I love that. By the way, the teacher in me just came out, or the coach in me is like, no, three episodes. It helps the algorithm on iTunes put you on new and noteworthy. It's so funny that I can't hold.
Don't overwhelm the beginner.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's it's almost the ebb and the flow I love between you and I, because you're like, we need to meet everyone where they're at. I'm like, no, they need to know the algorithm.
And it's true. Yep. And both are true.
Yep. It's so funny. Okay. Any parting words around getting 600 episodes in 25 million downloads?
Just make it a part of your week. Like, it's just what you do. I don't look forward and say, you know, and maybe I should, and I would like to do this, is like get some big goals around it. But to be honest, I think to be that consistent, I've just had to like chunk it down into like week by week. It's like, okay, I have three episodes to do this week. Great. I already have my interview scheduled. I come up here, or four episodes, sorry. I have a little chat with Evans, and I chose episodes that were easy like this for a reason, so I would stay consistent. I love talking to Evans every week. I love our 15-minute chats every week. And my quickie can be 3 to 20 minutes. It's like, doesn't matter. Maybe I just read someone else's stuff and credit them throughout the whole podcast, because I just can't think of anything, you know?
I hope people understand that this is a metaphor for every part of your life. This is not like, this episode is not for you if you're interested in doing a podcast. This episode, what Lori's sharing right now, what we're sharing, is the underlying message of consistency will equal payoff in your diet, in your relationships, in your business, in your social media, mm-hmm. in your podcasting, in anything that it is that you want to do better in life.
Yes, for sure.
We want to help you guys do better in life as well. And we're going to take 15 of you. That's it. Just 15 of you under our wing. And we are going to help you grow your income significantly in 2021. Listen, if we're being honest, 2020 has been kind of a shit show. And mm-hmm. a lot of people struggled. And 2021 does not have to be that way if you have the right guidance, the right sales copy, the right timeline, the right ads, the right text platforms, the right strategy, the right everything. And so this, we've literally put together the most intimate arm locking that we ever have, that's going to be a large amount of impact in a short amount of time. It's a mix between a 3-day in-person session and a monthly continuation follow-up. And this is the most hands-on that we've ever been. Hence the small group, 15 people. Mm-hmm. And we're like out of our minds excited to do it because it's just the, normally when we do, like when we did Fast Foundations, it's 110 people. This is just 15. Even the elite mastermind is 40 people. This is just 15. So when I say like small, intimate and elite, and we're going to make sure that you succeed starting out in 2021, we really mean it. And we put our money where our mouth is actually. We have promised that if you don't double your investment that you make in us in 2021's income, if you don't double your investment in 2021, then we guarantee your money back. Like it's that simple. It doesn't get any more clear than that. Not just if you recoup your investment. If you don't double your investment that you made in us for 2021, then you get your money mm-hmm. back. That's how excited we are about this program. So anyhow, if you're interested, it's going to be a... It's not like the elite mastermind, but it's a little bit more than Fast Foundations. It sits right in the middle of the two, way more hands-on. So it's going to be a serious investment, but not an intimidating one. And in order to find out what the investment is, in order to get on the list to be invited into it, in order to be considered as one of the 15, all you have to do is just text 2021, 2021 to me at 310-421-0416. Now, this is only if you have a business. This is only if you already have an understanding of what you're doing, you want to take it to the next level. This is only if you want us to totally lock arms with you and guide you. We're talking one-on-one strategy session. We're talking 3 days of workshopping together with me and my team. We're talking continued coaching, the whole nine yards. If that's what you're looking for 2021, then just text that to me, 2021, and text it to 310-421-0416.
You guys, we are so excited about this. These are the things that have propelled Chris and I's business is just being able to be in the room with people who are doing the same thing ahead of you, who have done it before, who have actually used the people that they're going to be, you know, sharing with you in order to launch your business. It's going to take a really long time if you're going to decide to do it alone and piece together all of these different people and teams, especially if you're going to, you know, I don't know about you, but Chris, we literally like piece together budget-friendly people in the beginning. And I mean, really budget-friendly. And we ended up spending like 10 times more than we should have. You know, find people who can tell you where to spend the money and not to spend the money, what you need and what you don't need. It's like, why would you not? It's like trying to figure out how to be a doctor on your own. Like, why read the textbook when you can actually go and learn from people who are like, yeah, that's great that the textbook says that, but here's what's actually going to happen when you're in it.
Yep, exactly. All right, guys. So if you think this is for you, just text 2021 to me at 310-421-0416. Again, 2021 to me at 310-421-0416. And you know, text back and forth. We'll see if it's a fit for you and we'll put you on the list of finalists to be invited into this small group of 15.
Amazing, you guys. Until next time, have the most amazing week. Bye-bye.
Appreciate you guys.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.